What's going on? Thanks for tuning in to the MMA Podcast, UFC 228 Preview Edition, joined as usual by Sweet Pappy Jones on Twitter, also goes by P-Money. Pat, what's going on?
Oh, Jake, we are chilling, ready for 228 this weekend, two title fights. It's going to be stacked.
It's going to be a lot of fun this Saturday going down in Dallas doing a Turbo Podcast Preview Edition. We're going to start with the UFC Fight Pass card. A lot of interesting names. The top two fights featuring Jim Miller and Diego Sanchez, two UFC Hall of Famers fighting to the end of their career. Jim Miller versus Alex White. That's going to be a fun fight. Miller, a slight underdog, but I think he's a very live dog. I'm taking Jim in that fight. Diego Sanchez taking on Craig White. I am scared to see Diego Sanchez. I think he's going to get knocked out yet again. The guy doesn't need to be knocked out anymore. So that fight might be a little unfortunate. Pat, what are you looking to see on that UFC Fight Pass card?
Oh, man, the Fight Pass portion is cracking. You know, I'm probably going to go with Alex White, but just really root for Jim Miller. Hope that the heart wins on that one. Sanchez versus White, that's going to be a tough fight. You know, I don't think Sanchez has been knocked out that many times. I mean, he's been through some wars and had the hell beaten out of him, but actually had the lights put out not so many times. But although that it has been happening lately, I guess we certainly don't want that trend to continue because that's not a good sign. But yeah, definitely, I mean, Jared Brooks versus Roberto Sanchez, good stuff. I think Miller versus White, that's probably got to be my highlight for the Fight Pass. Jim Miller fighting for the 30th time in the octagon, Jake.
Wow, 30 fights, that's incredible. Going up to the FX prelims, we're starting off with Charles Byrd against Darren Stewart. I think Byrd gets a sub here. He's minus 225, a pretty sizable favorite in Vegas. Friend of the show, Aljamain Sterling. I'm also taking him against Cody Stamann. You know, we're really seeing him evolve a lot at bantamweight. Still real young, trains with a lot of killers. I think eventually he's going to put up that strap. We got Jod Dodson and Jimmy Rivera. That's another really, really fun fight. They don't come, or not very many come as quick and crafty as John Dodson, but Jimmy Rivera is an absolute bulldog at that division. I'm taking him. He's a slight favorite in Vegas, minus 155. And the main event of those FX prelims, Tatiana Suarez, big favorite, minus 525 against former champ Carla Esparza. Tatiana Suarez might be the best wrestler in that division, and I think she is on her way to a title shot in the near future. I'm taking her by big one-sided. I don't know if she'll get the finish, but I think it's a likely 30-27. Pat, what are you looking forward to on those FX prelims?
Oh, man, once again, I'm really liking the whole thing. I'm with you. I got Byrd over Stewart myself in the opening bout. Rivera versus Dodson. Man, what a scrap there. That's going to be great. I'm probably leaning Rivera myself early, but Dodson, man, he's a freaking beast. Aljo versus Stamann, another matchup at bantamweight with a couple studs. I'm leaning Aljo myself, but, man, Stamann is a tough kid. And Esparza versus Suarez, I got to go with Tatiana. One of my best friends is named Tatiana. Shouts out, Tatiana. And she's quite a scrapper herself, so I'm going to root for her namesake in Tatiana Suarez. She looks like she's got a lot of talent. Carla Esparza, very tough girl. Great scrap there in the featured bout.
And we bump up to the main card. The first fight being a scrap between Abdul Razak Al-Hassan and Nico Price. Both of them have very similar MOs, very impressive records. Took a loss and now are both on two fight winning streaks. Nico Price recently knocking out Randy Brown. Abdul Razak Al-Hassan with two knockouts against Sabah Homasi. Taking us to Jessica Andrade versus Carolina Kowalkiewicz, also both on a couple of win streaks and might just be a fight or two away from a title shot at 115. Featherweight, we were supposed to see Zabit Magomed Shapirov take on Yair Rodriguez, but just a couple of weeks ago, Rodriguez dropping out, citing injury, replaced by Brandon Davis. Expect this to be pretty one-sided. I don't see Zabit losing this one. He is a huge favorite in Vegas as well. I believe they got him at minus 1,400. He is a slight bigger favorite than Valentina Shevchenko, registering in at minus 1,250.
All right, so I really like I'm really a big fan of Nico Price, him versus Wazak. That's going to be a great fight. Nico, very creative. Can't wait to see what he pulls out in this next appearance. Andrade versus Kovalkovich, great scrap at strawweight. Both these ladies got a couple wins. They're trying to get back to that title shot for themselves. Magomed Sharapova versus Davis, probably going to be a steamrolling. You know, as you mentioned, Magomed Sharapova originally scheduled to take on God damn it, I forgot his fucking name. Yair. Bless his heart. I love Pantera. Brandon Davis versus Sharapov should be a bit of a steamrolling. Should make for some nice action, though, leading into the title fights.
And the first one we get is interesting historically because it is the biggest underdog a champion has ever been in the UFC. Nico Montaño, coming off a championship from The Ultimate Fighter, the winner of that show, getting the belt at 125, going up against, my opinion, the best pound-for-pound women's fighter in the world in Valentina Shevchenko. She is a huge favorite, like I said, minus 1250. I don't see any reality where Nico doesn't get smushed in this one. Look for an early finish by TKO. Pat?
Yeah, I'd pretty much be inclined to make a similar assessment there. I mean, Kovalkovich versus Montano. I really don't want to undersell Montano too much. I mean, how many fights have we seen TJ Dillashaw versus Barao where the person has no chance? But this is a very unique circumstance in which this is the champion we're talking about that's going to be steamrolled. I definitely think that Montano is going to lose a strap here, and Shevchenko is going to take it. I think it may be a little more competitive than we're expecting, though.
In the main event, a fight that all of us are salivating to see, a great matchup between Darren Till and Tyron Woodley. Till much bigger, younger. He's the favorite in Vegas at minus 140. A lot of folks saying that the belt will be handed over to the young scrapper from Liverpool. But I think Woodley, once again, wins the fight as an underdog. He has so many underdog wins on his record. His team has been so amazing during his title run at putting together amazing game plans. And Woodley executes them to perfection. I think, once again, we will see Woodley come out with a masterclass. He does himself no favors, you know, going on TMZ, but don't get it twisted. This is one of the most underrated champions we have in the UFC, and I think he gets another title defense on Saturday against Darren Till. Pat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would not be surprised whatsoever to see Woodley get it done. He's got skills everywhere it goes. I mean, the man's 170-pound champion. Has been for a hot minute now.
I would say he wins a close 48-47.
You know what? I think the Vegas odds, that would probably be the most likely outcome. Woodley's last couple fights have gone to decision. I want to say, I know at least Darren Till's last fight, maybe his last couple of fights, had gone to decision as well there. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it. I could see Darren Till getting the KO. We've seen Woodley fall to strikes before, and Till is a huge striker. Got size and reach on him all day. But, man, you know, that wrestling is really an X factor. Woodley has it. He's got the striking as well. I think, I think I'm siding with you, Jake. I'm going to go with Woodley in this one. I think that good old-fashioned American wrestling's going to pay some dividends in this fight, and I think it'll allow Woodley to steal the close decision.
Well, put a stamp on it. We're both taking Tyron Woodley in the main event. Enjoy UFC 228. Thanks for tuning into the MMA podcast. And until next time, we gone.